Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to a special Sunday night edition of Georgia Wrestling Now. We are airing on Sunday instead of Monday because we will be at Monday Night Raw tomorrow night at Phillips Arena. My name is Jonathan Williams from Wrestling with Pop Culture, and my co-host tonight is Shane Marks, former Platinum Championship Wrestling Champion. He's filling in for Nemesis, who was unable to call in tonight. Shane Marks, would you like to tell our listeners a little bit more about yourself?
Yeah, I would like to. First off, thanks for having me there. Thanks for letting me come to the show.
Thanks for doing it on such short notice.
No problem. Not much to say about myself, really. My name is the Revelation Shane Marks, former PCW World Champion for 13 months. I've been a pro for about 7.5 years now. And I've been here and there in the state of Georgia. I've wrestled with Tennessee. I've done some overseas stuff over in Amsterdam. So I like to say I'm pretty knowledgeable in this business. I love the business so much that, you know, how can I not be a part of this? So 7.5 years doing this, it's not much for me to talk about. I'm just rambling right now, to be honest with you. I'm just happy to be part of the show.
All right. Well, like I said, I appreciate you being part of it. I'm sure you will have plenty of insight for the local scene. Hopefully Nemesis won't ever have an emergency. I'm not sure what happened. But if he ever does, you know, we'll keep you in mind as a fill-in co-host. But so you were the very first Platinum Championship Wrestling Champion, and I believe also the longest reigning so far. Is that right?
As of right now, I'm the first and the longest reigning champion, yes.
Right. So, let's recap, I guess, last Friday's PCW show, since you were a big part of that. What do you think about this whole thing with the Empire, first of all, as one of the bigger, diehard PCW originals?
Well, when Empire first started, and to be honest with you, I didn't take it as seriously as I should have. But now that, you know, everything is coming to fruition and everything is coming together, and, you know, you see how the Empire has been slowly but surely trying to take over PCW, and, you know, as the first champion and myself and a lot of people, you know, we see that now. And now it's more serious than ever. And we have a big show coming up on November 11th, big 20-man tag, 10 PCW wrestlers, 10 Empire wrestlers, pretty much a winner take all. If whoever wins stays, whoever loses is gone. You know, as the first champ, you know, I take offense to people trying to take over or trying to come into a company that I helped build along with the other people who are part of PCW. And, you know, I take big offense to that. And the Empire is going to get theirs come November 11th.
Well, I have to assume that you're going to be part of that 10-man team for PCW.
Oh yeah. Somebody going to get knocked out for real.
Well, you also had a great match on Friday against Ring of Honor's Kyle O'Reilly.
Yes.
For those who were not there, what would you like to say about that? And I don't know if you read Larry Goodman's review of the show, but he definitely had nice things to say about you as well as Kyle O'Reilly.
It was an amazing match. I would say that, you know, Kyle's attitude in PCW is not the best, but in the ring he is as good as, if not better than I thought he was. And, you know, he's a phenomenal talent. He's a great wrestler. He's a great technician. He's a pure striker, submissions guy, which is a style of wrestling that I've always watched and admired. So, you know, being in the ring with Kyle and our styles kind of like meshing together, it turned out to be a very, very good match, considering that he and I have never wrestled each other until last Friday. It was a great match, and I'm very proud of it.
Right. Yeah, it was definitely one of the better matches, not only of that night, but just in recent memory at PCW. And so he's been there twice, and each time, correct me if I'm wrong, he has walked away with with a loss to PCW's own talent. First, he was in that match with Chip Day and Davey Richards, which Chip Day pinned him. Davey Richards went on to win the match, and then, of course, you defeated him last week. So that says a lot about PCW's roster, I think.
Well, I'd like to say, I mean, definitely, and, you know, watching that match, you mentioned the three-way with Chip Day and Davey Richards. Watching that match, you know, it showed how, from last year when Chip was in the Fatal 4-Way with myself, Jay Fury, and David Richards, how Chip has come along and that from then to now. And Chip is probably one of the most premier athletes I've seen in this business today. And, you know, he is the definition of an up-and-comer. And I'm proud of Chip, and I'm proud that he is representing PCW in this 20-man tag coming up November 11th.
Yeah, I remember he was actually the one that eliminated you when you were the champion from that match.
That's right. Yes, he did.
So, there's also Mr. Excitement has been doing a lot of PCW shows. He's had an ongoing feud with Marco Polo, but he also is a big name in the National Wrestling Federation, which does shows in Atlanta once a month. He has a title shot coming up at their next event, which is next Sunday, a week from tonight, November 6th. So he's going to be our first guest tonight. What do you know about him? What can you tell our listeners about him?
I'm not entirely familiar with some excitement until he came to PCW, but from what I've seen, he's exactly what his name is. He is Mr. Excitement. He's a phenomenal athlete. He has a great presence. He's obviously well put together, put a lot of time in the gym, but he's a great guy. So I have nothing bad to say about Mr. Excitement. I'm actually looking forward to hearing him talk about the show next Sunday.
Yeah, well, actually, this might be him now. We've got a caller. Let's see who this is. Thanks for calling Georgia Wrestling Now. Who do we have on the line?
I think you have Larry Goodman on the line.
Oh, I think we do. How you doing, Larry?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing just fine. I don't know if you got my message, but Nemesis was unable to co-host tonight. So I have former PCW champion Shane Marks on the line as a last-minute fill-in. But
cool.
You obviously have some experience doing a Monday night podcast for Georgia Wrestling History, so maybe you can be our co-host.
Well, I just got your message, and I thought I would at least call in and talk about the weekend's activities, and it's a pleasure to speak with Shane Marks.
That's my pleasure to meet you, sir. Thank you.
So you made your, I guess, first of all, you made your first Friday night PCW show last Friday. So I know you've seen their shows at Masquerade, and you've been to both Sacred Grounds. But what did you think of that Academy Theater show on Friday?
Well, it was very entertaining. I haven't laughed so hard at a wrestling show in quite a while. I mean, and there was really good wrestling. But I'm just listening to Stephen Platinum talk all night long was hilarious, and the interaction with the fans there, it was hilarious.
Yeah,
I had a really good time. And, you know, I'm getting a little too old for this. 3 shows in 48 hours. They were all good shows, and they were all different. And I enjoyed all of them. So, you know, it's been a great weekend for Georgia Wrestling as far as I'm concerned. And I imagine the UIW show was also very good since they also had some Ring of Honor people on their show. So it's been a good weekend.
So which other shows did you make it to this weekend?
I was at Anarchy's Fright Night, the 13th annual Fright Night. And I was at Doctoberfest today. So, yeah, I've been making the rounds.
Well, yeah, Nemesis was supposed to be the one who would fill us in on what happened at Anarchy, but maybe that has something to do with why he wasn't able to be on the show tonight. What all happened there last night?
Well, I mean, the War Games was some serious violence. I mean, all the shows had something to offer. That was the single most violent match of the weekend.
Chemo
went out on a backboard, and this was no joke. He lost all feeling in the right side of his body. After doing a leg drop off the top rope, and they had to change. The finish was not what it was supposed to be, and the post match was not what it was supposed to be, and they had to quickly dismantle one side of the cage and take him out on the backboard. The good news is that he was walking around, although in pain, a little bit later, and did leave under the building under his own power, from what I understand. I don't have any updates since then, but it was a scary situation. There were a couple scary situations on that show. Some slippery ropes caused Chris Bain to take a dive off the top rope on a superplex that was unintended. Fortunately, he was okay. He was uninjured. But, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if the reason Nemesis isn't on tonight is the after effects of that match, because it was brutal.
Wow.
Yeah, well, he called and said he was on his way to the hospital, so I can only imagine it had something to do with that match.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he looked okay afterwards, but you know how that goes. I mean, it was really something to see.
Yeah, sometimes you know, it was the day after.
Yeah, definitely was could have been a fracture or sprain or any number of things, internal bleeding.
Yeah, I know. Azrael suffered a serious hand injury on the cage. He was hurting as well, along with chemo situations. So they had their hands full last night at Anarchy after that match. You know, it's just the, you know, it's a cliche, but you know, it's a dangerous business.
Yeah, definitely. And then, what was the other show you went to?
I was at Rampage's Oktoberfest, another good War Games, you know, different. You know, all these shows had something different to offer. You know, I would say, you know, is no surprise, Rampage had the best overall wrestling of the three. I have to say, I probably had the most fun at Platinum. And, you know, Anarchy, one of the surprises of the weekend is that Anarchy had the best crowd. I did not expect that. They had about, I mean, I don't know what the paid was, but in the building, 130 at higher ticket prices than Rampage, and Rampage at about 110. I did not expect that. I figured Rampage would outdraw them.
Yeah. How did the Davey Richards match with Kyle O'Reilly go today?
It was very good. I think the difficulty with it was placing it on that show, you know, as the, you know, sort of showcase match that it was. Getting it into the flow of the rest of the show was the issue. The match itself was excellent. I didn't enjoy as much as Matthews and Richard was, to me, was the match of the weekend for me. I mean, that was just awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that was, of course, the main event of PCW. Well, Shane and I were just talking about his match with Kyle O'Reilly on Friday night as well. What did you think of that match?
I liked it a lot. I liked all three of the matches involving Ring of Honor people.
Yeah.
Those were the matches of the show. Another interesting thing is Tony Kazina. He was at Rampage today and wrestled Anthony Henry, who's has been the APW champion, is a regular Anarchy, and Henry was making his debut at Rampage. And it was, what was really interesting is how Kozina wrestled a completely different match than Friday night at PCW. He was doing these wild, crazy bumps, doing all this comedy stuff. I mean, I thought, wow, what a versatile performer to come out with a completely different performance than what he did at PCW. You know, unfortunately, Henry, I think that Tommy Daniels got over more in losing than Henry did beating Kozina, because he gave such a, you know, a powerful performance today that it sort of, you know, Anthony wound up taking a back seat to it.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot of wrestling in one weekend.
Yeah.
I feel like. Well, I did a lot the previous week. I went down to Macon for the TNA Impact tapings, which was an interesting experience. I've been to a couple of their house shows, and I went to their Bound for Glory when it was in Atlanta back in 2007, but that was the first Impact taping I've been to. So it's interesting to see what's going on there.
I'm curious to know, what jumped out at you about that show?
Well, it was odd seeing, they didn't do a lot of in-ring promos, and they didn't show, the only backstage segment they showed was right before the main event of the second taping, which will be the final match before the next pay-per-view. And they showed that just to let everyone know that James Storm had been attacked in the back, so that when he came out to the ring with blood all over his face, people understood why. But there were still some other moments during the show where things weren't all that clear, because we didn't know why people were doing this or that, because there weren't promos or things like that. There were some in-ring promos, just not as many as people are probably used to from Impact Wrestling on Thursdays, you know. But that's partially because Hulk Hogan wasn't there. So there was no 20-minute beginning with Hulk Hogan and Bischoff and Flair and everybody else. It just, there was, the show started with a promo from Bobby Roode, and then the first taped match was the Women's Knockouts Tag Team title match. And then, of course, there was a dark match between Jimmy Rave and Kyle Matthews, which I did not arrive in time to see, but I heard it was better than any of the actual Impact matches.
Wow.
Which doesn't surprise me, really.
Yeah, as good as those guys are. Yeah.
Definitely.
I guess Rampage talent is going to be featured prominently, or, you know, prominently may be too strong, but they're going to be in a number of different segments over the next 2 weeks. On Impact.
As security or in other roles?
Well, it's security, and Dr. Gayton was the official doctor for the event. And apparently,
right,
I don't know how many of these will air, but apparently they did several segments involving him.
Okay.
Maybe as many as four segments. Now we'll see what actually airs out of that. But yeah, he got some screen time.
That's good. Yeah, I saw a lot of them doing security and working the merch table and things like that. Well, we've got another caller. This is probably Mr. Excitement, so we'll go ahead and bring him on the line. Thanks for calling Georgia Wrestling Now. Is this Mr. Excitement?
Yes, it is. How you doing, John?
All right. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I've been going through a lot this week, but it's okay.
That's good. So we have three hosts tonight. Nemesis is normally my co-host, but he was unable to call in tonight. So we have Larry Goodman from GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com and former PCW champion Shane Marks.
Hey, Larry, how you doing? Shane, what's going on?
How are you?
What up, Shane?
All right.
So I don't know how much... Larry, do you know anything about Mr. Excitement? Have you been to any of the NWF shows?
I have not. I saw him at the Masquerade show, but that's about it.
Okay. Well, let's talk about that a little bit. You're heavily involved with the National Wrestling Federation. You do shows once a month at, what's the name of that venue?
That's the Roselle Fan Center.
Right. And that's in Southeast Atlanta?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. And that's Rowdy Rocky Jackson. As a matter of fact, that's what I he actually went into the hospital this week. He had his lungs collapsed. So we've been dealing with that. And you know, he's the guy that actually puts on them shows as far as the NWF.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know, he's getting better as far as that. So I guess we would know more about the November the 6th show, because that's the next show that's coming up. It's supposed to be next week, Sunday, November
right.
the 6th. And so when we're going to – I guess we'll find out about that by tomorrow, like what's going to happen with that show. Is it going to be postponed or is it still going on? I don't know for sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, hopefully he will be recovering well soon. But assuming that the show is still going on next Sunday, you are scheduled to challenge the NWF champion for the title in the main event. I guess just tell our listeners a little bit about that and what the build-up for that was and what your thoughts are going into that match.
Well, the champion, yes, I'm supposed to face Reno the Enforcer. He's the he's the champion. He's with the Force Foundation, and it's been a long time. It's been a long time coming because that's been a rival. Actually, I have been out of wrestling for about a year and a half. I'm just now coming back, so I'm just trying to get my timing back and my, you know, a lot of stuff back. So I've been back now about 4 months, still in the process of getting my timing back, trying to work out, trying to get things together, you know, and all that. But yes, that's supposed to be the big deal. That's the thing that was going down between me and him. We had some, you know, brawls, some knockout brawl out type matches, you know, actually before I left. And so when I came back, you know, the feud started back up between me and Reno the Enforcer, as well as the whole Force Foundation. And Marco Polo, he actually was implemented into the Force Foundation, so that made the rivalry even more so, you know, between Mr. Excitement and the Force Foundation. So I'm like feuding with the whole Force Foundation now. So
yeah, I was going to say that's carried over into the PCW shows you've been doing, I guess, for the past two or three months or so, and you guys have had a back and forth going that I suspect is not quite over yet. But of course, your last match was against Marco Polo, was at the Masquerade show a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, that guy kind of working on my leg a lot. He kind of you know, messed up my knee a little bit. But you know, I think I'm gonna be good to go for November the 6th. I kind of been in the gym working it out, and November 6th should be good to go for me. I should be good to go.
Of course, when you're facing someone like that who has two or three people in their faction that come out to the ring with them, and obviously you have that rivalry with Marco Polo going as well, how do you prepare for a match like that? Do you have people that are going to come out with you, or are you just going to go it alone and see what happens?
Well, yeah, what happens with a match like that is, you know, you go at it alone, but just, you know, just in case you have guys that, you know, you can always count on to watch your back. Like, you know, I may have Ted the Dragon and TNT. Them guys kind of watch my back, make sure everything is good, you know, because the Force Foundation, you never know with them guys. You might have a guy, come from under the ring somewhere. You never know with those type of guys. You know, they are just those type of guys. They do whatever they can to win a match. So they just, you know, they just those type of guys. Last time we faced each other, it was a brawl. I think we brawled all the way up the bleachers, and we were just all over the place. So, you know, mm-hmm. For Ted the Dragon and TNT to come out and give me a hand with them guys, it was just a big help. But it's no way to prepare for those type of guys, because you never know with those guys.
Right. Now let's talk a little bit about the NWF as an organization. I don't know, how long have you been doing the monthly shows?
Well, I just got back into wrestling about 4 months ago, actually. And mm-hmm. before then, I was out like a year and a half, and I was doing the NWF show was the only shows I was doing, you know, prior to me leaving. So with that being said, once I came back, that's how I met Steve Platinum, and you know, I know Jay Fury from way back in the day. We had matches from back in the day. You know, I had some incredible matches with that guy. That guy's real good. And so, you know, they pulled me to the side, and we was just talking. And you know, that's how I got introduced to PCW. Which, you know, once I went to PCW, I met some great guys over there. You know, Shane Marks, good guy, real good guy. I'm talking about this guy. You know, one of the best I've seen in the ring. Him, Jay Fury. You know, you got some good talent over there. And so once I went over there to get to meet these guys, you know, they accepted me in with open arms, and I really do appreciate them guys for that. So it was more like, you know, I was skeptical about it at first, but once I actually got a chance to go over there and meet them guys, you know, it's more like, dang, I think I'm home.
Right. So during the time that you were not wrestling, were there still NWF shows going on each month? Because I remember, I think I caught one about 2 years ago at that same location, and then I didn't hear about it anymore. And then I heard about, you know, the first one, I thought it was the first one back about 3 months ago. I think you actually mentioned it on Facebook or something, and I never realized that was going on. So was that something, did the whole federation take a hiatus, or were you just part of it for a while?
They were still actually going on. They wasn't doing it in Atlanta. They was doing it in other places. And so they recently, this year, just started back up in Atlanta, so once a month. And, you know, yeah, so they were doing it. They was actually doing NWF shows in other places. They was booking other towns and things like that. So they just recently, this year, started back in Atlanta. And I just figured, yeah, uh-huh. And so that's why, you know, I figured, you know, I was talking to some guys, and I figured I'd come back, give it a shot again, because I was actually contemplating just, you know, kind of like you know, hanging up the boots. But, you know, I once I got into them guys at PCW, they kind of lit a fire up under me, and it's kind of like I'm rejuvenated again and I'm ready to give it a go again. I just want to get my timing back and, you know, everything back what once I once had. And, yeah, I think it'll be good. I think it'll be good.
All right. Well, it's good to see you back in the ring for sure. Are you planning on doing any other shows for other local indies and stuff?
At this moment, I'm not. I don't know what the future may hold, but at this moment, I'm just NWF and PCW right now, you know, and I think that's where, you know, I'm comfortable. I'm comfortable there right now. I think in the future, you know, never know what might happen in the future. So right now, I'm just PCW and NWF right now, and I think that's pretty much my where I'm comfortable at.
Well, we're definitely glad to have you at PCW.
Oh, hey, who that, Shane?
Yeah,
Shane.
Yeah,
Shane Marks.
Hey, Shane, what's up, bro? Yeah, hey, man, I'm happy to be there, man. Hey, I definitely was happy with you guys welcoming me in with open arms, man. I definitely feel like part of the family.
Oh, definitely, man. So that's kind of how our locker room is, man. We have a pretty cool open door policy for a lot of guys, and, you know, you hear a lot of horror stories about other locker rooms, but, you know, when it comes to PCW, we welcome you in, and we have no beef with a lot of people. We just welcome you in. If you come to do work, then that's all we do is do work. And again, we're glad to have you back. We're glad you're back in the business. And
and you know, that makes me feel good, because it's good to be around guys like you. And it's like, now I'm at PCW, you know, you got guys like you, and, you know, like I was saying, Jay Fury, and, you know, amongst other guys that's there, you know, you come there, you know, you definitely know that, okay, it's time to raise the stakes. Now it's time. Now it's game time. You know, so, you know, I'm happy to be amongst the crew, man, and y'all definitely made me feel at home, and I appreciate that.
All right. Well, good luck with everything. I hope everything works out and that the show next Sunday still happens. And if it does, obviously, good luck in your title match. But either way, let us know if it gets postponed or rescheduled. You know, we'll have to let our listeners know when the new date is and everything.
Definitely. I know. I guess that will be being posted on Facebook by tomorrow to see how far that goes along. And, yeah, you guys will definitely know. And it's nice talk to you guys. Jonathan, Larry, Shane, y'all guys take it easy, man.
All right, take care.
Thanks.
Okay, all right.
So we got another caller. I'm not sure who this is, but let's just bring him online and see who it is. Thanks for calling Georgia Wrestling Now. Who do we have on the line? Hello?
Hello. This is me again.
This is Chicken Hat Charlie?
Yeah, I'm just listening in.
All right. Well, we got Larry Goodman on the line tonight if you want to say hi.
Well, hi, Larry.
Hi, hey, Jonathan, it's not Charlie, it's Charles.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Oh, excuse me, I thought you really preferred Charles.
Well, I my name is Charles, yes.
Well, Charles and Larry were part of, I guess, the predecessor to Georgia Wrestling Now, Larry more so than Charles, but now that we've got you both on the line, do you want to talk a little bit about the show you used to do and how it compares to what we're doing now?
Well, I've only listened to it a couple of times, and quite honestly, it's nice. It's great. The one thing I've noticed about this show is that y'all don't use any blue language on phoning it in. There was plenty of that going around.
Well, that's because we don't have Murder One on here, you know. Now, if you've heard Nemesis on here, well, I don't know if he's, you'd expect some blue language from him. But maybe
he doesn't hold back a whole lot. But I don't know. I've only heard a few of the previous shows, so I don't know how it compares. But
Charles, I was disappointed that you didn't have a question for Davey Richards last week. You dissed the Ring of Honor World Champion on the air.
What do you mean I dissed him?
You had nothing for him.
When was this?
Last week when you called
last
in?
Last week.
Oh, I was just listening in. I just, like, caught the tail end, I believe. I mean, I've been watching Ring of Honor, and quite honestly, I kind of like what they're doing.
Okay.
Here in Nashville, we have a Sinclair broadcast station. Actually, it's on two stations here. It's on MyTV 30 at least four times. It starts Saturday at 9 and again at midnight on late night Sundays. And ironically enough, it's also on at 4 in the morning right before a religious show. Kind of odd, ain't it? Oh, and it's also on the Fox station, WZTV, Fox 17, Saturday nights at 11:30.
Well, that's a lot more than we have of Ring of Honor here in Atlanta, because I don't know of any station that broadcasts it here.
They used to. That was another old. But I know they don't have it. But I think it's pretty good. It might. There's a possibility they might try spreading out to other non-Sinclair stations. Well, where I live, I'm practically lucky. Ring of Honor airs on two stations. I expected it to only air on one.
Well, you're definitely lucky in that respect. Well, thanks for calling in. I know you called just to listen, so just thought I'd bring you on the line since we had Larry Goodman on, and you guys have a little bit of history.
Well, Larry, I'd like to, if you're still there, what have you been doing since the other show went south? Well, I kind of suspected it did when I didn't hear anything from you.
You're right. You know, Murder One was going to keep it going, and, you know, he sort of, like, disappeared, and the show went south. You're absolutely right, you know. So, you know, you're calling me out on that, but you're accurate. But I've still been doing what I used to do. You know, I was up at Saw not long ago. Been seeing you on TV there. You know, saw you get into it with Kid Cash on television there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm still doing the same thing, basically.
So do they have Saw in Atlanta?
We do not.
Oh, that's a shame.
It is. But it is available, so, you know, shameless plug here, it is available on video on demand now. It's sawonline.tv, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Of course, yeah.
They're running behind. You know, you get it way ahead in Nashville than anything that's on the video demand. But it is now on video demand.
Well, you should. Saw is a good program. And I think that's what inspired Sinclair to buy out Ring of Honor. At least that's what I believe.
Hmm.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Charles. I'm sure we'll hear from you again in the future.
Oh, yeah. You probably hear a lot more of me sooner than you think.
All right, well, we'll definitely bring you on and get your perspective on things a little more often. All right, thanks a lot. So,
you
finally
got
a little more airtime.
You're asking for trouble if you mess with Charles.
Well, I just want to find out who the guy is. You know, he's called in almost every one of our shows, and I didn't know who he was on the first show, and so we kind of just put him on hold, and then he called in during the Davey Richards interview, but like you said, he didn't have any questions for Davey Richards, so but it's always interesting when he called in.
He has a unique point of view about wrestling.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Well, speaking of a unique point of view of wrestling, last night and the Saturday before, Atlanta Zombie Apocalypse had wrestling in the parking lot. It was called Monstrosity Championship Wrestling. I wasn't able to make it to either show, but I believe Shane Marks was there last night. Is that right, Shane?
Yes, I was there as a fan and wanted to see what was going on there.
Right. Well, I know some of the PCW guys were involved the previous week. The Washington Bullets and Aisha Sunshine were in the main event. And then John Williams of the Bullets called in last week and told us a little bit about the matches that went on before that. What did you see last night at that show?
I saw all kinds of things. I saw zombies and wolfmen and Frankenstein skeleton guys. And probably my favorite act of the entire night was a guy that's dressed as a pimp who went by the name of Delicious.
Yeah? What did you like about him?
Everything he just entertained me. It's made me laugh so hard. He was just so interactive with the fans, and everything was just, you know, everything about him, from the very tight, colorful fur coat that he had on to the extremely gaudy shirt that he was wearing, to even to the gold makeup he had around his eyes. And everything about him just screamed, "The tricks Rabbit threw up on you, but I can't stop watching."
So who did he wrestle last night?
I believe he was in a triple threat match against the Vampire and PCW's own, the Phantom.
And Phantom, you know, he fits right in with something like that, doesn't he?
Oh yeah, like a glove. And it was a very entertaining match. A few times, you know, Delicious' wig fell off his head, but he put it back on every time, no matter what happened. But again, I was very entertained by it. It was very fun. Stephen Platinum did the ring introductions. It was just a fun show to watch.
Where was this show held?
There's a thing. It's not really a haunted house. It's more of a, it's like you go through a real life zombie movie. It's called The Atlanta Zombie Apocalypse. And it's right down Moreland Avenue, a little south of the drive-in.
Okay.
I guess they have really long lines on weekends, especially as
they
get closer to Halloween.
Ridiculous.
So they brought in this wrestling ring to entertain the people in line and have wrestling matches.
Okay.
And apparently the concept of the place is there's a group, the CDD, and I forget what that stands for. I think it's the Center for Disease Dissemination or something like that. And they've created all these zombies that have taken over Atlanta. So when you go through the actual attraction, you go through a lab where they have some of the zombies chained up and in cages, and then you go through like an office building where the zombies have taken over, and you go through this outdoor area where it's kind of like a Mad Max sort of thing, where it's this post-apocalyptic anarchy kind of place. And then zombies start chasing you, and you have to run back into the building, and there are soldiers that kind of guide you through a little bit of it. And then there are parts where you're completely on your own running through zombies, and it's pretty crazy. But
so a little more
like
elaborate than your standard horror house.
Yeah, and it's gotten a lot of media attention, and I think won some awards or something this year. This year is only the second year they've done it. And then once you go through that and you come out, it's at an old paintball facility. So there's an actual firing range where you can shoot zombies with paintball guns as they get closer and closer to you. And that's kind of a little bonus attraction.
It's pretty phenomenal.
But I guess the CDD is also creating these monster wrestlers that are going out in the parking lot and entertaining the people in line as they wait. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to make it, but hopefully that'll branch off into its own thing or something.
Yeah, well, I mean, shooting a few zombies, that sounds like fun.
Yeah. So let's see, what else went on this weekend? I guess we pretty much covered all the major local wrestling shows. I know there were some other ones, but of course we've got Monday Night Raw tomorrow night with the Muppets on Halloween night. What do you think about that, Larry?
I don't really watch Monday Night Raw anymore. I'm bored with it. So bored with WWE that I don't give it much attention anymore.
Okay.
So I'm a bad person to ask, you know, so.
Oh, well, we've got another caller. Let's see who we have, and then we'll get back to WWE and everything else. Hello. You're on the line with Georgia Wrestling Now. Who do we have on the line?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and introduce myself. My name is Phantom.
PCW's own Phantom and Monstrosity Championship Wrestling's Phantom, from what I hear.
Well, that would be absolutely correct.
So we have Shane Marks on the line, who witnessed your match last night against, what was the guy's name, Shane?
His name was Delicious.
So why don't you give your perspective of that match, Phantom?
Well, there's not really much to tell other than the fact that has to do a job to go out and have a good time. Instead, I had to deal with a character, and to say that he was a character is an understatement of the year. But I went out and I had my good time. I don't know if he had a very good time, what with the way that I gave him a couple good forearms, a couple good strikes to the head, finished him off, did what I had to do. It's just another body.
What was the outcome of that match? Who was the winner?
Oh, well, that would be me.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, that was...
Go ahead.
Yeah, that was a very... It didn't look like Delicious was having a good time, but he was did everything he can to keep himself together, keep the... Again, it's hard to describe Delicious, but he was quite entertaining.
Well, it sounds like he was a little out of place, a pimp wrestling monsters and such. Was he a monster pimp, or was he just a pimp?
who knows what he was? All I know is that he did the best he could against the Phantom and a Vampire. The best I can describe it.
Okay. Well, Larry, you've seen the Phantom wrestle a few times at the Masquerade shows and Sacred Ground and things like that, I believe, right?
I saw it definitely at Sacred Ground 1, and then again the other night at at Masquerade and the Academy. But, I was curious, and maybe you've already discussed this, but what happened to you after Sacred Ground 1? You disappeared for a while.
But after Sacred Ground 1, I had to take some personal time off. I had to go on a training sabbatical, amongst other things, healing up injuries. After being around about 10 years, you have things that start to stack up between knee injuries, back injuries, so on and so forth. The list goes on. But other than just physical training, it was also mental training and just getting back in the right mentality of being in this business and wanting to win and wanting to go somewhere. And you either have to put all your chips in or you have to kind of take a bow out. And while I decided to step out, I wasn't going to bow out. Absolutely not. So you can see, like, my style hasn't necessarily changed so much as it is. I've kind of taken the chains off of my own hands and allowed myself to be a little bit more true to who I am, be a little bit more violent.
Well, Phantom, I have a question for you. There's this guy that appeared at Sacred Ground 2, the masked guy that also made his second appearance in PCW last Friday. I'm not even sure what his name is, but his style seems to be pretty similar to yours. I actually thought it was Slim J at Sacred Ground, but I don't think that is Slim J at this point. What do you know anything about this guy? He seems to have a lot of mystery around him the same way you do, especially back when you were wearing a mask.
Well, I can't really comment too much about this guy other than the fact that he showed up. He made himself a little impact here and decided to, I guess, just take the ball that he got and just ran with it. Can't really comment too much on how he showed up, kind of just out of the crowd, but, it's pro wrestling. Whatever happens, happens.
Right.
As far as his particular style, I mean, he seems more of a high flyer, more of a Lucha Libre stylist, but it's not really my bag. I'm more into getting rid of all the antics of flopping around in the sky and taking it to the ground, or really just being as violent as possible to just get the win. But he's already gotten the ire of the Empire, and he's already gotten apparently the hearts of the fans. So he does what he does. Not really too concerned about it unless he winds up being in the ring with me. And if he does, well, then he's going to be in for a very long night. It's probably a very bad landing.
He looks very familiar to me. I believe he's going by the name of the Supernatural in PCW.
Okay. Well, have you seen him elsewhere, Larry?
I believe I have. Yes, I'm not entirely sure, but I believe he looked very familiar to me. I believe I've seen him elsewhere.
Does he always wear the mask? And
no, where I've seen him before, he was, I don't know if I should reveal his identity on the air, but the previous times I've seen him, he was not wearing a mask.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, well, I'd rather not know, honestly. I'd rather see the mystery reveal itself, if it ever does. Well, Finn, I'm sorry we got a little sidetracked on another mysterious character. But what else can you tell us as someone who was part of the Monstrosity Wrestling Championship Wrestling Show, I'm sorry. What else can you tell us about what took place there last night?
It was basically a good time had by all. I know I felt like I was at home. Between the event there and the cast and crew who were helping out with the Atlanta Zombie Apocalypse, I'm very thankful to them for allowing us to set up shop and do what we do. And, handcuffs were off. We went out. We had a good time. The ride itself was really what people came out to see, but I'm pretty sure after witnessing what we went through, going and putting up the ring and allowing us to just kind of go out and entertain and do what we do, they were more than enthralled. I'm sure they'll spread word, if not themselves, show up to every PCW event. And got a lot of weird little things out there, but it's part of the wrestling business, which was go out and just do it and let the chips fall where they may. All I could tell you really personally is that I enjoyed doing what I do. And that is just decimate people.
All right. Well, it sounds like you had a good time last night.
Yeah.
And we appreciate you calling in to give us a little bit of a recap on it. And hopefully we will see some more Monstrosity Championship Wrestling. I don't know if it will continue on after Halloween, but it definitely sounds like something of that would be entertaining to people, even those who may not even like professional wrestling and just like monster movies and stuff.
Most certainly.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Phantom. We will hopefully talk to you again in the future.
Not a problem. Keep your horns up. Hellfire.
Thanks a lot. All right. Well, that was the Phantom, best known for his work in Platinum Championship Wrestling. And what else do we have to talk about? Larry, anything?
Well, I'd like to ask Shane Marks a question, if that's okay.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
I just was wondering, Shane, like, at this point in your career, like, where do you see yourself heading? What would you like to do? What would you like to accomplish?
I would have to say that right now, I would love to go to Japan. That's probably my major focus is wrestling in Japan. I've been watching, like, tapes of Japanese wrestling for way before I even got into business. And I would say the first time I ever, you know, got interested was during the whole WCW New Japan invasion. You know, seeing those guys and watching that and watching their tapes. And what really drove me to want to go is knowing guys like Eddie Guerrero, Chris Benoit, and Chris Jericho, a lot of those guys who I've admired in the business, gone to Japan and made big names themselves and became, you know, big in the States. So for me, at this point, Japan is where I want to be. At this point, it's my WWE. Whether it's New Japan, All Japan, NOAH, that's where I want to go.
Do you have any connections along those lines to where you might be able to get a shot there?
Not fully, but things are in the works. I'm working on getting some things together and hope to make some connections very soon. So right now, I don't want to put too much stock in a lot of things. I want to, like, put my eggs in one basket. I just want to, you know, let things happen as they go along and do whatever I can to, you know, further help myself get out there as well. And so right now I'm just, you know, keeping the ear to the ground and see what pops up.
All right. Well, back to, I was trying to look ahead since we're getting close to the end of the show, trying to look ahead at what shows we have coming up in the next week in the Georgia wrestling scene. Of course, we've got WWE Raw at Phillips Arena tomorrow night. There's PCW every Friday at Academy Theater. Shane, do you know if there are any big matches announced yet for that show?
Not at this point in time, but as you know, PCW, anything's possible.
Were you speaking of next Friday?
Friday the 4th, the
match that did not take place this past Friday between Danny Only and Seth DeLay is set for next Friday.
Oh, okay. That'll be a great match. And then, of course, the following Friday is the big 11-11-11 show for PCW with the Empire versus PCW. So I'm sure that'll be a big one. But then what else is next weekend, Larry? I know we talked about
Rampage will be back on the first Sunday, which is the first Sunday, isn't it? So Rampage will be back. What would that be, the 6th?
Yes.
And Warner Robins, they'll be back. And then Anarchy comes back to Cornelia on the 12th.
Okay. And then I know at one of those shows, they have Gunner from TNA, who used to be in Anarchy, is going to be back there on November 26th as well. But that's still a few weeks off. But I think next Sunday also, aside from Rampage, there's also, as Mr. Excitement talked about, the NWF show, which is scheduled for the 6th, but it sounds like he'll know tomorrow if that's going to be postponed. And then next Saturday, I think TNT Pro Wrestling has a show. Have you been to any of those, Larry?
I have not. Well, actually, I was to one of their early ones when they were running in a different building than where they are now. But it's been years since I've been out there. But I believe they're every Saturday in Clayton.
Oh, it's every Saturday. Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they run every Saturday night.
Okay. Well, I know they've got some pretty big names. When Danny Only was on the show a couple weeks ago, he was talking about he and Strychnine, the Hate Junkies, are the tag team champions there.
Yeah, and Zach Daniels and Zachary Blaine are regulars there from PCW.
Okay.
I mean, they're
right.
Regulars at TNT.
Well, I'll definitely have to make it up to one of those shows at some point, or more than one, I guess. So, let's see. We always have to mention the other Georgia Wrestling History Radio Network shows. Would you like to do that, Larry, since you have such history with Georgia wrestling history?
We got the Ringside Wrap on Wednesday night with Rich Tate, Mike Sempervivi, and Les Thatcher, who I understand is just recovering from eye surgery. I hope he's doing well. Thursday night, Peach State Pandemonium with Mike Norris, Bobby Simmons, and Jerry Oates. And shameless plug, once a month, and the next one is going to be Sunday, November 13th, we started a new show, OVW Overview, talking about Ohio Valley Wrestling, which, if you haven't checked it out, it's definitely one of the best independent pro wrestling TV shows around. You should check it out if you haven't. Anyway, that's with Trent Mandries and Muhammad Ali Vaez are the co-hosts, and I just sort of run the board. Then I believe for the 13th, we're going to have Mike Johnson from PW Insider as our guest.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Of course, that used to be a WWE developmental territory, so it's good to see that it's still going without WWE's support. And then, from what I understand, Reverend Dan Wilson's, what is the show called? Midnight Black Mass?
Yeah, Midnight Black Mass debuts on, most appropriately, tomorrow night. And then, I'm sorry, I'm not remembering if he's moving to Friday nights as his regular night.
Fridays. So he's debuting tomorrow in the time slot that we normally would air, and then moving to Fridays. I don't know if he'll pick up next Friday or start the following Friday. But from what I understand, that show is wrestling and comic books and movies and various other things. So glad to have him as part of the family.
Eclectic, you might say.
Yes. So, I don't know. I guess that's it. I have an interview with Sheamus, the former WWE champion, that I did for an article for Creative Loafing that I also posted the full interview on WrestlingWithPopCulture.com, but WWE is allowing me to air it on the show to, of course, help promote tomorrow night's Raw. So I'm going to go ahead and close the show with that. And I believe, I should mention next week's guest on Georgia Wrestling Now. We're going to have Andy Anderson from MGCW will be calling in. And Shane Marks has had his encounters with Andy Anderson a few times, of course.
Oh, yeah.
But he will be calling in to talk about their next show, which is the following weekend on the 12th, I believe. I think Stockbridge.
I suspect he and Nemesis will have an interesting conversation as well.
Yeah, that should be fun. I heard the last show that you did with Nemesis as a guest, and then of course when we had Gunner on a couple of weeks ago, he was about to do an MGCW show, and Nemesis had a few things to say. So we'll clear all that up, but we'll also talk about.
Yeah, the one thing about them is he's not shy.
No, he's not. But I believe we're also going to have next week Ron Hall, who was one of the producers on the movie Memphis Heat, which is about the Memphis wrestling scene. And he also
He
did the book that the book that the movie was based on, which was mostly a picture book, but it's a pretty interesting book. It goes back to Sputnik Monroe and all that stuff, and so we're going to have him on. There's a lot of ties between the Memphis wrestling scene from that time and the Georgia wrestling scene, so we'll try to focus on that. But of course it's a great movie. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but it's the DVD is been out for about a month, and it has a lot of extras that weren't in the theatrical release, so we should have plenty to talk about with him too. And, of course, thanks again for filling in for Nemesis, Shane Marks, and Larry Goodman. You guys are welcome to call in anytime. Hopefully Nemesis will be back next week. And I'm going to go ahead and air this Sheamus interview. The audio is not great, so there will be times where it's hard to understand what he's saying. But, once again, if you want to read the full interview, you can go to WrestlingWithPopCulture.com. And the full interview is there. So thanks again, guys, and we'll just go ahead and play this and finish the show out.
So, obviously, you came up in Europe as far as your wrestling background goes, but you have had some pretty important moments in your career here in Atlanta. First, at the Royal Rumble, you had a successful title defense last year against Randy Orton, and then this year at WrestleMania, you defended the U.S. title successfully against Daniel Bryan. I don't know. I don't remember if you've actually had any other matches in Atlanta. Do you recall if you have?
Yeah, I think I've been in a couple of Raws back then.
Sticks out to you about your matches in Atlanta or just coming to Atlanta or Georgia in general?
Getting stage and seeing it. We're in the ring, we're starting off. It was incredible. I just remember being in there, the whole crowd just starting to hold them on, the crowd just chanting RKO. So I think that's really where it was special for me, because there'll be a chance of going against a legend like Mark Jordan, you know, the only place to take a few being the Royal Rumble, and also being there at the when Randy Orton was getting his first positive crowd response. So it was a pretty cool experience. No one really hated me that much. But very straight for a rap, you know what I mean? That was pretty cool.
Yeah, and then of course our local guy Cody Rhodes was involved in that match too.
Yeah, he jumped over the barrier for the good cheap shot me. But that's Cody Rhodes, you know, and he was wearing a mask.
This time things have changed quite a bit for you. Like you said in that match, you were clearly not the fan favorite, and now coming back, I assume you'll be part of Raw in some way on Halloween here.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know who, what your match will be or anything like that yet, do you? You if you know how the thing with the Muppets is going to be, especially it's on Halloween too, so that throws another whole element into the mix. But I didn't even think about Beaker, you teaming up with Beaker. I mean, of course I've thought about The Miz and Kermit and Vicky Guerrero and Miss Piggy and things like that, but...
you're on the ball, fella. I forgot about Kermit. No, I think Kermit's better looking, though.
If the Muppets were big in Ireland when you were growing up, did you see them as much as we saw them here? Right. And then, so what would Seamus normally be doing on Halloween if it wasn't Muppets hosting Raw?
Well, I'm just running a mocha, so I don't know, just sporting a beautiful Irish tan and spiky red hair. I love this time of year, so I don't have to wear wearing sunscreen all the time. It's my favorite time of year when the sun goes away and the days get shorter. I can actually, I'm walking around Florida here, you know, T-shirts and shorts, whenever that's covering up. During the summer, I'm the one covering up, and everyone wants to walk around T-shirts and shorts. So, I said, it's Halloween, Seamus be running up as normal, and just trying to probably make a Christmas life a misery. If I can keep doing that, I'll be a happy man.
Right. Well, I know you've been a big part of WWE's anti-bullying campaign lately, but it wasn't that long ago that you were one of WWE's bigger bullies. Why have you had the change of heart, I guess, over the last few months and kind of been on the other side of that?
Yeah, well, the first thing about it is that, WWE Raw, SmackDown, everything, Patriots, we're entertainment. We're biggest global entertainment world. Shows, outside what we do on screen and what we do away from screen, it's not the same. It's not exactly the same.
Right.
We are real people, we're not going to go on, on storylines and television and stuff. It's not exactly who we are, exactly, away from the screen. So, we try to give a positive approach on people's lives. That's the whole thing with being a star, we're superstars. We believe we have the ears of a lot of children. Our biggest audience is kids and families. And, we're trying to give a positive message out there, like, get behind being a star, let children know that bullying is not to be tolerated. And there's a strong message there to let kids know, to let the bullies know what's wrong. And let kids who are being bullied, talk to adults and talk to teachers, talk to trust adults and teachers and let them know what's happening. And not to be ashamed of that, but, that's the right thing to do. And, we believe that, we have a responsibility, as WWE superstars, with the voice that we have across the world. But as for me as well, character-wise, ever since I got an issue with Mark Henry, I think my character has kind of just relaxed a lot more,
Right.
Being myself, this is who I am, and this is who Seamus is, and when he's in the ring, this is his first day, and I'm a lot more, less of a fight than I used to be back in the day. I felt like something to prove, or the world was against me for a long time there, but now I'm just enjoying the crowd, I'm enjoying the experience, I'm enjoying the matches, I'm enjoying being on television every week, and I'm going to look, back in Atlanta on Halloween night with the Muppets and the Ross McCann Super Show, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Alright, well, I think we're all looking forward to that, so thanks for taking the time to do the interview, and I'm looking forward to catching Raw.
Jonathan, thank you, fellas. My pleasure. I really appreciate your time.
All right.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Thank you.
We thank you for listening to this broadcast, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com and the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GWH for nostalgia, upcoming events, the latest news on pro wrestling and MMA, and more. GWH thanks you for your support.